Okay, so today we're gonna take a look at TSMC. It
Yeah.
looks like you've been doing your research on the company,
Definitely have.
especially with all the talk about Taiwan being in the news lately. So we've got your notes here, and looks like you're trying to figure out,
Yeah.
should I invest or not invest?
The big question, right?
Big question, and it's a smart move because TSMC is
It's a big one.
kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
We're talking about the world's largest contract chip maker. So the brains behind a lot of our devices,
Pretty much all of them.
smartphones,
Yeah.
gaming PCs, even cars now.
Yep, all kinds of
I
stuff.
mean,
It's pretty wild.
amazing.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, what's really fascinating about them is their position in the industry. They're the dominant force when it comes to semiconductors. I mean, they are the go-to for all the big companies like Apple, NVIDIA. All these companies rely on them because they produce the most advanced chips. The ones built on the tiniest nodes, like 5 nanometer, even smaller. And that level of miniaturization and, is what makes everything so fast and efficient,
Makes sense.
especially for AI,
Oh, yeah.
which is what everybody's talking about these
That's
days.
what I was reading about in one of these articles here.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just any AI, though.
Right.
TSMC is really strong in high-performance computing chips, the
Yes.
ones driving the AI revolution that we're seeing. It's said here that their specialized AI chips are in super high demand right now,
Oh, for sure.
which makes sense, when you look at the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
They're pulling in serious profits, consistent growth. I mean,
For sure.
it's
It's a testament to their technological leadership. I think that they've really been outpacing the competition, just in terms of how they can shrink these transistors down, cramming more power onto these tiny chips. But that does bring us to,
To
kind of the big question mark.
the elephant in the room.
Taiwan.
Yeah, Taiwan. This whole geopolitical hotspot situation, it's definitely giving me pause, when I'm thinking about this stuff.
Right.
What are the actual implications for investors? How seriously should we be taking these risks?
Well, it's a crucial thing to consider, I think, because the tension between China and Taiwan is something you just can't ignore. And if there were to be a conflict, it could really disrupt the entire global
For these
supply
chips.
of these
And
chips.
it's not just like our phones being delayed. It's
No, it's bigger than that.
we're talking about like industries being shut down, car manufacturing, scientific research.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
The whole
it makes
thing.
you
Yeah.
realize just how much we rely on this one company and how vulnerable that makes us.
It is a little bit scary when you think about it. But they are working on it. They're not just sitting back. They're trying to diversify their manufacturing.
That's right. I saw something about them building factories in other places,
Yeah, South
like Arizona.
Korea. Man, exactly.
It's so
Spreading the risk a little bit, trying to lessen the impact if something were to happen in Taiwan, which I think is smart.
It's a long-term play.
It is a long-term play for sure. But, they're acknowledging the reality of the situation while also making sure that they can keep up with demand,
Makes
which is
sense.
global.
So, okay,
Yeah.
let's bring it all back to you. Okay, you've got all this information in front of you. You've got TSMC's clear dominance in the tech, strong financials,
Yeah.
this AI boom that seems to be working in your favor.
Right.
But on the other hand, you've got this geopolitical uncertainty hanging over everything.
Looming.
I mean, what's your gut feeling?
Well, that's a million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, there's no easy answer in the short term. It's, demand for their chips is going to be huge because everybody needs more computing power, especially for AI. But it's that long-term outlook that's really tricky. It's like, how do you weigh the potential for growth and profits against the geopolitical risks? That's something you have to figure out yourself.
Based on your own situation.
Exactly.
It's like we're seeing this clash between technology, global politics, and the future of computing. I mean, just thinking that one company in Taiwan
Yeah.
could have this much impact on the world.
It's kind of mind-blowing.
It's kind of
It
crazy. What does
is.
this mean for prices of our devices,
Yeah.
for innovation?
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. And, even if you decide not to invest in TSMC directly, just understanding their position tells you a lot about where things are headed.
That's true.
And here's something else to think about. You mentioned that article you were reading
Now.
about the pure foundry model, where they just manufacture the chips that other companies design.
They're really good at
They're
it.
really good at it, but it makes me wonder, could that be a weakness down the line? You know, if things change really fast,
right,
will they be able to keep up if they're just relying on other people's design?
That's a good point.
Something to think about.
Yeah. I mean, their specialization has made them super powerful.
For sure.
But could it also make them less flexible in the future?
Possibly.
It's a good thing to keep in mind.
Definitely.
As you're making your investment decisions.
Lots to consider.
Lots to consider. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into TSMC.
You got it.
It's been fascinating.
Always a pleasure.
Always is. All right. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.